Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, taking care of your teeth and oral health is important. We all know that. And the Telegraph had a fascinating piece this week, and the headline was, "Is your toothpaste doing more harm than good?"
Oh.
And I thought, I better have a look at this.
Yeah.
And they're saying that about half of all the six-year-olds have decay in their baby teeth, and one in two 12-year-olds, that's half, one in two, have decay in their permanent teeth. I thought the fluoride in the water was supposed to fix all this.
I thought that,
yes. You know, by putting the fluoride in the water, nobody'd have a problem, and all the dentists would be out of business. That's what I thought. Kids should be brushing their teeth twice a day. It's important not to brush your teeth straight after you've eaten. And this is the bit that got me. If you've been eating acidic foods or drinks and you go and brush your teeth straight away, they say you can brush the enamel straight off your teeth. Now, I don't know. Is that a myth? Is that an old wives' tale?
Like putting sandpaper on your toothbrush and then brushing your teeth.
But that acidic food and drink, they did say, remember they used to say it rots your teeth? Maybe it does. I don't know. We're going to have a chat to the chair of the Oral Health Committee with the Australian Dental Association, Dr. Peter Aldred. He's also a practicing dentist as well. So, you know, he's got the chair and does all the drilling. Are you there, Peter?
I'm here.
Hi. We were told that if we had the fluoride in the water all those years ago, that all this decay would go, but apparently it hasn't.
Well, decay obviously happens because of a number of reasons, and you know what the biggest cause of tooth decay is actually the frequent consumption of sugar on a regular basis. So I think if we want to point the blame at something for these decay rates in children, I think we need to point the finger at sugar and diet.
All right. Now, I've got to ask you the question about, say, for example, you've had a can of Coke, and I'm not pointing the finger just at Coke, because all these sugary drinks are like that, or you have some acidic foods, which would be salads with dressings and things on them, I presume, and you go and brush your teeth straight away. They say you can brush your enamel off your teeth. Is that right? Is that true?
Yeah, that is actually true. Anything that you consume that is acidic, and that could be a soft drink, it could be fruit juice, it could be some, citrus fruits, wine, all sorts of acidic things. The acidity actually softens the enamel on your tooth. Now, that will recover if you give it time. If you give it about an hour, it will recover. However, if you brush your teeth too quickly, the toothbrush and the toothpaste will actually cause damage to that softened enamel.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of us adults there with the drinking the wine business.
Yeah. So we recommend that you wait an hour before you brush your teeth after consuming anything acidic.
Yeah, but Peter, I can remember before fluoride, and unfortunately...
That's how old he is.
Yeah, I got a terrible thing called gingivitis, and I lost a lot of my teeth when I was very young, just before fluoride came in. And from then on, it seemed as though no matter what you ate or drank or whatever the case may be, then the fluoride would save you. And we were warned against sugar, etc. And here you are all these years on, still warning us about the same thing, yet fluoride is out there.
Well, you know, what fluoride does is that it makes the enamel harder and stronger and more resistant to acid attack. So if you eat a normal diet of just three meals a day, a balanced, healthy diet, and you've got fluoride in your water and your toothpaste, you will be pretty well protected against decay. But the Australian diet is under the spotlight right now. I mean, we know that there's an epidemic of people that are eating way too many sugars, snacking way too much. We know that we've got obesity, we've got overweight, It's an epidemic. Our diet is not up to standard in Australia. And this is what's also contributing to the massive increase in decay rate.
All right. Now, I want to ask you a couple of basic questions about cleaning your teeth. Electric or manual toothbrush, which is the better?
Well, it's hard to answer because both are good. But, you know, if somebody's struggling to brush their teeth with a manual brush, maybe, you know, people that just haven't got a good grip on that toothbrush, they might be old and arthritic. They might have dexterity issues. Children, even, who struggle to brush their teeth. You know what? If you're having a hard time with a manual brush, an electric one will do better. Because the bristles are doing the work for you, and you don't have to do all the work.
All right. Now, here's where I have my big complaint. I'm a manual, old-fashioned toothbrush sort of bloke.
Sure.
And I love the old-style toothbrushes we had when we were kids. You go into a chemist shop today to buy a toothbrush, they've all got these fancy damn handles on them, and it's really hard to find a good, straight, genuine old toothbrush.
Yeah.
Why is that, do you know?
Well, I guess, you know, it's about marketing to some extent, isn't it? If you can put a fancy little bit on the toothbrush and make it look more space age, you might sell more toothbrushes than the one next to it.
Yeah.
Something else you'll see on toothbrushes these days is often a tongue cleaner on the back of them. It looks like little sort of raised fingers on the back. Now, you know, we do recommend that you brush your tongue anyway because your tongue has got plaque on it.
Yeah.
And that will contribute to things like, you know, the number of bacteria in
your
mouth.
But you just use the front of it. You just use the ordinary toothbrush
for
that.
You don't
need a fancy duvalecki hanging off the edge of it.
Yep, you can just use your normal brush. So don't feel that you've got to buy fancy attachments. You can do a lot with a simple, basic, soft toothbrush.
Yeah, Peter, actually, what is decay? I recall once working with a bloke and his teeth were so bad that we used to say about him he only needed one yellow one in there and he'd have a complete snooker set in his mouth. And he said that it was all of his mouth and teeth were decayed. Is it like a cancer of the teeth or what is it?
Well, decay basically, without making it too complicated, every time you eat something, the bacteria in your mouth, they take the food that you've eaten and they produce an acid. Now, that acid attacks the enamel. If that happens enough times, repeatedly, you'll start to get breakdown of the enamel, and that's what decay is.
Is that from not cleaning your teeth?
Yes. So it's because of acid and bacteria.
Must be strong because tooth enamel's, I think, one of the hardest things in the body, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the hardest thing in the body.
It
harder
is.
Harder than bone.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I got one more for you, the flossing of the teeth. Mm. And the dentist will all tell you that you really should floss between your teeth.
Yes.
Can you be too particular about flossing? Should you floss your teeth every night or is it something you should do several times a week? What's the story with flossing?
Well, I mean, we want people to brush their teeth twice a day.
Yeah.
But we do want you to floss once a day.
Once a day with the flossing.
Now, it doesn't really matter whether it's day or night. Nighttime would be ideal, I guess, because then you go to sleep and you haven't got bacteria between your teeth.
Mm.
But if you're just too tired to stand in front of the mirror and floss for 2 minutes at nighttime, then do it in the morning. But then, of course, you might be running late for work or late for school. So you've got to pick a time in the day where you can floss and you've got time to do it.
All right. And one of our listeners wants to know, if you've been having acidic food like wine or Coca-Cola or one of those salads with that, does it help if you just rinse your mouth with water?
Well, it helps to remove some of the acidity, yes. So it makes the mouth a bit more neutral faster than if you didn't rinse, yeah. It won't reverse the acid attack that's already happened, but it will help to neutralise the mouth.
Mm. All right, excellent. Some good information.
Wow.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Very interesting. Thank you, Peter.
No worries.
I hope you'll all go and do some flossing now.
I'm going out to see if I can buy another new toothbrush. Oh, by the way, just before we go, how often should you change your toothbrush?
Ah, that's a good question. Look, if you remember to change it every season, so, you know, winter, spring, summer and autumn, then that's a good start. But if you've been really sick and you've had a cold or a flu, you know, that toothbrush will be full of bacteria and viruses.
Yeah.
Mm. So just throw that one away and get a new one. Otherwise, you'll be using, you know, a kind of infected toothbrush.
All right. Okay. Good on you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Peter Aldrett, who's the chair of the Oral Committee with the Australian Dental Association, and he's a practicing dentist himself.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.